This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you'd like to get a jump on the upcoming gardening season, you should consult the Kansas Garden Guide to determine when seed should be started for each vegetable. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domagini covers the basics of starting vegetable seeds. Cynthia, as we think about starting seeds, something that we can actually get done this time of year, the number one thing probably is really looking for those reputable seeds.
Exactly. Starting yourself off for success begins by sourcing your seeds from a reliable company. Typically, there are places that host seed exchanges. The concern that we have about using seeds that have been saved from a previous year's garden is the possibility of cross-pollination. And so you may not be too sure what you're actually going to end up growing. But, you know, if you're up for an experiment and an adventure in the garden, that is an option as well, using the seeds that were saved over from last year. But typically starting with a reliable company is a really great way to start your garden off.
I guess the one thing we also need to know is when we need to start, right? Because there's some timing that goes into this.
Exactly. And I always direct people to the Kansas Garden Guide. There's a chart in the back of that book, which is available free online. And that chart tells you when it's time to plant the most popular varieties of vegetables. From there, you can count back how many weeks to start the seeds so that you're ready to put them in the garden at the right time.
Generally 4 to 8 weeks for most?
Exactly. We're typically looking at 4 to 8 weeks. And there are some vegetables that need to be direct seeded into the garden, so it's important to know that information. Things like beets and carrots, they don't transplant well. So starting seeds early for those indoors is not going to be very successful. Instead, things like cabbage and cauliflower, some of those that will develop a large head, they need to get started in February in order to reach maturity by the time the summer heat starts to set in.
So again, you want to check the garden guide.
Exactly. Check in with the garden guide. You can check the planting dates and then also read up on individual vegetables and the best strategies for whether transplanting or starting seeds directly in the garden.
We also want to think about the potting mixture then?
Exactly, yes. There's plenty of pre-made mixes that are available at most garden centers, and those are going to be a good way to get started with a disease-free, light mix. You don't want anything that's going to be real heavy and get waterlogged because the seeds just aren't going to be able to germinate.
What do we need to keep in mind then as we're doing the containers and the lighting and the whole process, I guess?
Yeah, the containers, you have plenty of options with containers. And you can do things that are minimal to very low cost, like recycling containers, even the little K-cups that a lot of people use for making coffee and hot chocolate with the little Keurig machines. Those can work for starting seeds. Or you can purchase plug trays. Those are nice because each cell is not real big and they already have the drainage holes. The problem with having a container that's real large is if you put too much soil in and then you're watering, sometimes the seeds can be overwatered and they won't do well with those conditions. So really a shallow container is better for starting seeds. And then once you get to the point where you've got 2 to 4 leaves that have germinated, you can transplant into something larger, like a 4-inch container. So when you're starting your seeds, you also need to keep in mind that you want to keep the soil moist, not oversaturated, but moist, and keep the seeds in an area that has some lighting, probably supplemental lighting, unless you've got a really great garden window, and they need to stay warm. So keeping it in a nice, warm, well-lit environment.
That's Cynthia Domagini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on how to start vegetable seeds. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.